Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Spiritual Journey podcast. We're on episode 125. That's crazy. I always like to start the podcast by saying thank you. I feel so blessed with this podcast. Was really led to start it, and it's a passion project. And yeah, I've just learned this week that we are a top 2.5% podcast. So we're ranked by listen notes for all podcasts. We're in the top 2.5%. So we couldn't have got here without you guys. So thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for all your feedback. Feel very, very blessed. And this podcast wouldn't be where it is without my beautiful co-host. So I'd love my co-host, Stacey Brown, to introduce herself, the amazing, the stunning, the healer extraordinaire, and published author, Stacey Brown. Stacey, you want to introduce yourself? You know I've got to do that, right?
It makes me laugh every time, every single time. Thank you, friends, for being here. My name is Stacy. I'm an intuitive healer, a spiritual mentor and coach, an Akashic record reader. And yes, I recently published a book, Journey to Soul Center, Discovering the Gift of Surrender. Very excited about this episode, and I have a feeling it's going to be a really good one. But thanks for having me.
And I want to introduce our beautiful co-host. So Brandy is joining us. Brandy reached out to us, I think, last year. We had a conversation about her joining, and there's a divine timing to it. So Brandy, thank you for being a guest on this podcast, and I'd love for you to introduce yourself.
Yes, thank you so much for having me today. Again, my name is Brandy Van, and I'm a psychic medium, and I'm also now a psychic medium mentor. So I'm also helping other people develop their spiritual gifts and develop their psychic intuition also.
Beautiful. And hi, everybody. I'm Nims. I'm also an Akashic record reader, Akashic trainer, podcast host, podcast creator, and a spiritual coach and mentor. And I really do love the work that we get to do. We just finished a call with one of the people that we're mentoring, and it was so beautiful. It's so beautiful to see people shining their light. And I guess I'll start by just reminding people we have a promo this month, Mud March, where you get to really kind of find what me and Stacey do. So what we're doing is basically you get a 30-minute reading from us, either reading or a coaching session, either jointly, individually. We're only charging $33. What we're trying to do is really kind of give you an exposure as to what we do. We love what we do, and bear in mind March is the third month of the year, so we thought 33 would be a great price. So reach out. All of our details will always be in the show notes, so you can find all of our details as well as links to book the reading in the show notes. So today's episode is all about developing intuition. And I love this topic. It's for me, intuition is a way of connecting to me at a heart and soul level. It's listening to my guides, it's listening to my intuition, it's listening to the messages from a different place. And I really feel if we could listen to our intuition, if we can take action, then life would be so much easier. Because what tends to happen is we get an intuitive message, we get an intuitive hit, and that's always the first thing that comes through. It's always quite light. And then what happens is our ego kicks in, and that's where doubt comes in, and we start to kind of doubt our intuition. And for me, it's like a muscle. The more that you follow into your intuition, the more that you build on it, and the more your connection to your guides and your intuitive messages, it comes in, and the kind of the stronger the messages, and the easier it kind of gets. And for me, the messages can come in our mind, in our own voice. It can come in a different voice. It can come just in the song that I'm listening to, in a conversation I'm having with friends, or listen to a podcast as an example. But yeah, this topic was picked by Brandy. So I'd love to get, Randy, I'd love to get your perspective on it. What does it mean to you? And actually, why did you pick this topic in particular?
Sure. So I picked this topic because with all my clients, they all seem to have an issue with trusting their intuition. So they have a ton of self-doubt. They don't have the confidence to really believe in the messages that they're hearing from spirit or from their intuition. And I think a lot of people don't realize that listening to your intuition is actually the first step in developing your psychic abilities because it is that sixth sense. We all have our five physical senses, but we're also born with this innate psychic ability, our sixth sense, our intuition. And so a lot of people might dismiss that and think they don't have this ability, but we all have it. It's just a matter of being able to tune into it. So that's definitely why I chose it. I hope that people can realize that they all do have it and it can be developed. So yeah, I really love this topic because I was at that same thing that you mentioned about the ego, right? So everyone goes through that battle between your rational mind telling you there's no way that this is true, there's no science based on any of this, versus your intuition coming through, which really how I see it is the voice of your heart and your soul and really guiding you to your life's purpose. And so if you have that battle, and especially if you've been taught your whole life to listen to that logical mind, to listen to analyzing, to rationality, it is quite a battle. So I really hope that people today will be able to understand that it is a battle, but it's a battle that can be won.
I love that, and it is. I agree. It's that we all have intuition, and it's like for our listeners, maybe go back to a major decision you made, and how did you make that decision? I really believe a lot of our major decisions does come from our intuition, and sometimes we get ideas, and we don't wonder where did that come from, and that's what I mean. And like you say, it's we all have the ability. It's kind of. But it is a leap of faith, right? Because it's like when you talk about heart and soul, it is more of a heart and soul decision. Whereas a head is all of our programming, the ones which says that we need to listen to our head, not our heart. And that's what we're kind of battling against. Whereas if we could just trust our intuition, I think it's a beautiful space. And obviously, I'd love to hear from Stace. Stace, what does, when I say to you, developing intuition and kind of what your journey was like, and what feedback you can give to our listeners, what would that be?
So, I think we're all born with intuition. And I believe that from our experiences and our exposure, some of us close it off inadvertently, some of us close it off intentionally. But I have found that little children have the strongest intuitive ability, right? They have recently been in the spirit realm, they come to this earth getting a human body, and they're so open. They're open to whatever experiences are happening around them. They can sense energies around them. I've seen it time and time again with my own children, with other people's children. And then we go through our life experiences, and sometimes it can close down that intuitive center that we have when we're born. For me, I felt like I was shamed for my gifts and abilities, and I became very private and closed off the more that I went through in my life. And it wasn't until I went on a journey of loving and accepting myself that I really came to know the power of what could be. And I've said this often here in this space, but I believe when we love ourselves, we trust ourselves. And when we trust ourselves, we listen to our intuition. And I feel like those things go together. And I think a lot of people in today's world don't love themselves and they don't have an awareness. And that creates a disconnect. Imagine being in a relationship with someone else and not trusting them. If you didn't trust them, you wouldn't listen to them, right? You wouldn't take what they're saying for face value. You would do a wall up and be blocked and say, no, I don't believe what you're saying. So I think that when it comes to listening to our soul, listening to our intuition, and trusting the messages, we have to develop a relationship with ourselves that's more intimate and loving. And from that space, we can then listen to the intuitive hits that we get. I also believe that it's something that we have to develop, and it's a muscle that we strengthen. Back in my days in the beauty industry, I would put my hands on people and I would sense what was going on with them, but I wasn't using my intuitive abilities consciously on a regular basis. And I have found, just like any other muscle of the body, that we can strengthen our intuition based off of how much we use it, right? And so when I'm now doing readings for people every day and I'm in this space on a regular basis, that intuitive muscle has strengthened and grown. I think the other thing that's really important to know about our intuition is that intuitive voice that we have is a whisper, right? The ego is loud. The noise from the outside world is loud, and it can sometimes drown out those quiet messages. So I think it also takes some intention to listen to your intuition. You've got to take the time to be introspective and create quiet space where you can actually listen to that quieter voice and honor what it's saying. So I feel like it's a combination of things, right? We have to release our programming, right? And come into a space of learning to love ourselves. From that space, we trust ourselves. And we also need to be aware that that intuitive voice is usually quite quiet and it comes through as more of a whisper. So we've got to create space to be able to take the time to listen.
Love that. Great advice. So I'm going to hand over to Brandy. Brandy, as the clients that you work with, you're guiding people to develop their intuition. What steps do you take? What advice could you give our listeners?
Yeah, so I actually give them a four-step process because I really feel like, well, the first step is you have to ask it a question, because if you don't ask a question, how will you get an answer, right? So of course you want to ask it a question first. And I always tell them to start with something small, like maybe what should I have for dinner later? You don't want to ask this huge question of like, should I move to Australia tomorrow or something? So you want to start off small. And then the next step is that you want to feel the answer somewhere in your body. So And by the word feel, it could be a voice as well. So you might hear something, you might see an image or a vision, but it could also be a tingling in your spine, or it could be a butterflies in your stomach. So you kind of want to get used to that feeling that your body's giving you whenever it gives you that answer, no matter which physical sense it's using. But the important thing there is that our rational mind starts working in 5 seconds. So it's very instantaneous, and it's going to come from a place of calm. So if you're anxious about the answer, if you're nervous about it, that's really not your intuition. It's really going to come from a place of calm, and you only have 4 seconds to listen or feel it in your body. So if you go on to that 5th second, your rational mind's getting louder. It's talking you out of the decision. So it's really something that comes quickly. The next step then is you want to trust it. Because again, this is all about trusting yourself, trusting in the messages. You might not know the purpose of why it's giving you that answer right now, but and maybe you never will, or maybe someday you will, but you just want to really trust it, because it is your heart and soul talking to you, and that's something that you definitely want to trust. And then the last step is that you need to act on it, because if you don't act on it, then I don't know why you did any of these steps anyways, right? So you want to make sure that you act on it. And then maybe in time you'll start to see, what that reason might be. There might be a pattern that your energy is, you have more energy, or your life is flowing easier. So whatever you start to see, you could keep a journal of the questions that you asked, the answers that it gave you, and the action that you took, and then see how it's actually changing your life. So that's really the biggest advice that I give to my clients that go through my mentorship program.
I love it. I love it. It's great advice. And it is, I hear from so many people that I don't get messages. I'm not sure I have guides. I'm not sure, this the intuitive for me is the first step to connecting with your guides. And I guess just to remind people, everybody has guides, everybody has intuition, everybody receives messages. And right now, I feel like we've just gone through an energetic shift in 2023. And also the beginning of this year. And now we're in a space where actually I think intuitively we're receiving more messages than we ever have before. So, the steps that Brandy just laid out, I think it's a great thing for people to start. I'll always encourage people to just take time to listen, right? Just take time to take a deep breath. It's that's the 4 steps that Brandy just went through. It's not complicated, right? But it is a leap of faith. I mean, both Stace and Brandy both talked about, the initial message you get. Brandy talked about 4 seconds and the 5th second being too long. It is that first thing. So if you're going to sit there and ask a question, and maybe you want to do it now, maybe you want to pause the podcast and just sit in quiet, take a deep breath in, ask a question, maybe have a pen and paper and just, what's the first answer you get? And what if you took action on it? Because you're building a muscle. Both Stacey and Brandy talked about building a muscle. And once you start building that muscle, it does get easier. It is it it's it really is an amazing first step in truly expanding your spiritual ability to a whole different level. Stace, I'd love for you to talk a bit more about kind of as we take people through our mentorship program and kind of guide them to their intuition, truly listening to the energies around them. What have you seen? What have some of the people you've worked with experienced on this journey of developing intuition?
You know, I mean, I've worked with people with you, Nims. I've worked with people on my own. Like we've done all kinds of things and worked with clients from around the world. And I think one of the really beautiful things is seeing somebody come into the program not being aware, right? Not having the tools and coming into a space of understanding what it looks like to listen to your intuition. And a lot of times it has to do with programming, right? There's been a way that they've lived and done things simply because that was how they were raised. What comes to mind right now is we have several clients who have left organized religion and they're trying to now navigate a new season in a spiritual sense versus a religious sense. And there's got to be kind of a deconstructing of that belief system that things have to be a certain way, right? I think very often we don't realize it when we're in it, but the way that we're raised and whatever that programming is, sometimes it's organized religion, sometimes it's just a lifestyle that we've chosen, comes from the way that we were taught things are supposed to be. And so I've seen us make great strides with clients in deconstructing that and then figuring out what is right for them. And one of the most beautiful things is seeing a client go from a space of not really listening to their intuition or not even being aware of their intuition into a space of understanding that they too can receive messages. And for me, I think it's one of the things I get the most excited about because I remember being in that space. You know, I grew up in a very strict, regimented environment, and everything was done a certain way. You prayed a certain way, you went to church, like that was how you formed a connection with your higher power. And from the space I'm in now, I love watching people and guiding them through that process of understanding that your intuitive connection is your unique connection to the universe and to your higher power. And it doesn't fit in a box. And so it's very, very exhilarating to see clients come into that awareness themselves and start listening to that inner voice, listening to their own sense of what is right for them, what feels aligned with them. And from that space, they're better able to navigate decisions, whether it's a career shift or a shift with their family dynamic or a shift out of religion or whatever that path is that they're on. When they start listening to their own inner voice, you can see them light up. And not only do they light up, but they make better decisions for their highest good because they're coming from a space of loving and trusting themselves and listening to those messages that they get. So I don't know that it gets much better than that because I love my journey, like that I've overcome so much and that I've come out the other side and that I have this intuitive sense. But it really lights my fire to see our clients coming into that space of awareness and knowing that it is their own unique journey, and that it doesn't have to look like anybody else's.
You know, that's a really important point. I was thinking the same thing. His comparison is really dangerous. I can just feel some of the listeners maybe saying, "Well, actually, you know what? Well, that's true for other people, but it's not true for me." And you know, it is really important that we are is to remember that we all are unique souls having a human experience, and be aware that actually you might receive messages. Your intuition is unique to you. But the process of asking and really believing the first thing that comes through and feeling the energy of it is consistent for all of us. Sure, as we develop how we receive, maybe then we start to see things, we start to hear things in different voices, whatever that looks like. But the first step of really trusting and taking that leap of faith is consistent. And I love the work that we get to do. I love the, kind of guiding people to really connecting with their heart and soul. It's the shifting from I think to I feel that really is really powerful. And it's like the old paradigm would be talking about, making decisions from the head, not from the heart. I really think and really feel that we're moving into a paradigm of making decisions from a more heart-led perspective. That doesn't mean making decisions from an all, kind of heavy emotional space. It's making the decisions from a heart because our head is programming, right? It's kind of what we've been through. And, if you could just take time out in your busy schedule today, tomorrow, whenever, just to be in space and just to truly ask and receive, I'd love that. Because as Stacey said, the client work we get to do is really is about connecting people to the heart. So really connecting people to their soul journey and to their gifts and to really re removing the layers of the programming. And the first step is always truly to connect to your heart. So I love this topic. I feel it's super powerful, but it's also super important. And Randy, I'd love to hear from you in terms of some of what you've experienced with the clients you've worked with, in terms of, kind of what is developing intuition led for some of the people you've worked with, and kind of some examples maybe just to maybe give people an idea of what to expect as they go on this journey.
Sure. So there's this one client in particular that always just shines my heart so much to think about. So at the beginning of my mentorship program, he just wasn't sure, just like we all have those doubts. He wasn't sure if he had any type of ability. Then he got about halfway through and he wanted to quit. He was like, I don't think this is working for me. I don't think I have anything. So, of course, I encouraged him, it's not going to happen overnight. Think of that muscle that you're working out. If you were going to the gym, you wouldn't see results in just a few weeks. So I really encouraged him and pushed him to keep going. And then by the end of the program, in just 90 days, he was telling me what he was experiencing, and it's something I've never experienced. So I had to really think about, what is he experiencing, because I've never had it. So here we found out that he is an angelic healer, and so he was able to actually channel Archangel Saint Michael, and he's able to heal people. And he doesn't even have to be with them. It's not like Reiki where he needs to put his hands on them. He's doing this all virtual. And at first, he thought it was coincidence. So he'd pray for someone, he'd meditate on it, he'd send them a healing ball, which he'd create with energy with his hands, and he'd send it out to them. And at first, of course, he thinks it's coincidence. But after you get like one story after another after another, there was no way it was coincidence. And so he really started to believe in himself. And the more that he believed in himself, the more people he started healing. So just a few weeks ago, he had prayed for a little baby. She was 11 months old. She had been in the NICU her entire life. And he only prayed for her for 3 days. And now she's at home and doing amazing. And it is story after story of that, of people that they thought they were going to cross over, that they thought they didn't have a chance. And then they said, hey, can you help me? Can you reach out to Archangel Saint Michael for me? And he channeled through them and he's healing these people. And it's amazing. And that's, again, something that I can't do, but to watch him do that, and someone who almost didn't believe in himself enough and almost gave up on that, and now he's able to heal people, is just so incredible. And then another client I have in mind also, a lot of people will talk about being psychically attacked. So, they either get psychically attacked in their dreams, or maybe they have like a energy vampire around them. So they really need to control, their own energy, protect their energy to not be psychically attacked. But I had this client who was actually subconsciously psychically attacking other people. And I realized that it was because she had these strong abilities, but was just like dabbling in it. She didn't know actually how to develop it. So by the more that she dabbled, the more bad things were happening to other people. So I had to get her to actually develop it so that we could calm her ability down, so that she had control over it, and so that we could stop those psychic attacks. And so that was something, again, that I've never been psychically attacked, and I've never psychically attacked someone else. But I realized it's all coming down to that same process of developing these abilities and knowing how to take control of them so that you can do whatever you want in a good way with them. Because she felt really guilty. She didn't mean to be attacking people. So once I got her to develop it and really take control, now she's been doing great. So yeah, the transformation is amazing to see people at the beginning and then to the end. I don't really believe there is ever an end, right? We're always learning, we're always growing, but to watch that transformation is just why I do this. It's the most amazing thing in the world.
Wow, I love that. I love that, and I agree on there not being an end. The way I look at life is, I'm a student for life, so it means that anything that happens to me is expanding me, is learning me, is teaching me. So I agree that the expansion, the learning, is a lifelong thing. And it's really interesting in terms of what the Brandy, the example you gave in terms of people developing gifts, because I'm a big believer that the gifts that we have, our soul already knows and understands how to use those gifts. It's just the human in us that has so much programming that kind of needs to release all of that. And if I think, through some of the clients that we've worked with, it's, the human programming is really kind of, it's really powerful. But as you shed the layers of it, you start to really understand who you are at a soul level. And that's what making connecting with your gifts so much easier, because it's more of a trusting thing, right? And just remember that, I mean, the two examples Brandy just gave, they're both unique, and they're unique to the individuals. So, we all have gifts, and I guess people are probably listening thinking, well, that's easy for me to say. But here's, if you could just truly go through the exercise of closing your eyes and just asking a question and just listening, maybe that does start a process. I mean, some of the other things you can do, obviously, meditation and mindfulness, meditating, being in a quiet space. I'd always recommend when I start working with people is 10 minutes silence a day. And the reason I recommend the 10 minutes silence a day is it's like you're building a muscle to quiet the mind so you can listen to your own soul. Because, maybe your mind is super busy and super quiet and super busy, sorry, and super loud. And when you do this for at least 21 days, it does quiet the mind, and I've seen it for so many people. I've been working with people for years, and they're still doing it. And because then what it does is it does quiet the mind, and just so you the voice in your heart and soul that Stacey was talking about is really quiet, does become louder. And if you start this the first day, don't just you might get annoyed because your voice can't be your mind can't be quiet, but allow it to be make noise. If something comes through, let it come, let it go, because it's that frustration that really causes you to kind of, give up, right? And obviously it's trusting your gut and starting to trust the intuitive messages that come through are really important. I mean, so many other ways, maybe you go and buy an Oracle card deck and just pick a card and see what message comes through for you. Scanning your body and seeing what's blocked and really kind of, I mean, it's partly what Brandy was talking about, but again, just scanning your body, because our body is such a powerful tool to give us kind of messages as to what's happening around us. Because how often do we look for messages outside, right? We talk to other people, etc., but we don't use our own natural abilities. So, things like journaling and kind of really connecting, there's so many different ways, but I would just the big thing I would always recommend is that time in silence, ideally in nature if you can, and then just listening to your gut and feeling, the first thing that comes through, but also the messages that both Stacey and Brandy talked about it, are light. So our messages that come from our guides, that come from our intuition, are light. And if we can truly trust them, it does become easier and it does allow you to build the muscle. Stace, coming to you. What would your advice be if you have for somebody listening right now and they're saying, well, I've tried all this before. I've tried listening to my message from my guides. I've tried listening to my intuition. And yet, but life continues to be challenging, and I don't really feel I've got these messages. What would your advice to them be?
Well, first of all, I want to say I don't know that life gets easier just because you listen to your intuition. Okay. We're still
I would say it
having,
gets more insightful. Let me put it that way.
yeah, I mean, we're still having a human experience, right? And I definitely want to say that to our listener because I believe that for some people, there's the assumption that if you're listening to your intuition, somehow it eases life. And I wouldn't say that that's necessarily true. What I would say is it gives you more insight, and maybe a better compass for navigating life decisions. But I want to piggyback off of what Brandy said. If you were to go to the gym for a couple of weeks, you might not see the results, but if you have consistency in it for a prolonged period of time, and you're being disciplined, eventually you're going to start to see those muscles tone. I believe that our intuitive muscle, our intuitive connection, is just like any other muscle in the body. The more that we use it and the more that we nurture it consistently over a period of time, the more result we're going to see. When I first started doing readings for people, I was still working in the beauty industry, and I was like, as a side hustle, out of passion, I was doing readings for people. But let's say I was doing a couple readings a week, right? Not nearly what I'm doing now, volume-wise. And now, I bet you, if I had one of those clients, actually, I do still have some of those clients, what they saw of me then and my abilities compared to now would be night and day, because I stay in this space every day. This is my passion, but it's also my life's work. And because I'm in that space on a regular basis, friends, it's just like if you were to walk into a yoga studio for the first time and you see the teacher at the front of the classroom and she's in this like crazy pose, okay? And you're like, I want to do that. That's awesome that you have the passion that you're like, I want to do that. But the yoga teacher isn't going to take you into that pose on the first class, right? She's going to be like, you've got to start with downward dog. You've got to start with child's pose. She's going to give you the foundational things. And slowly over time, you are going to work up to that more complicated pose if you are committed to a consistent practice of yoga. And I oftentimes will compare the intuitive muscle to a physical correlation, because when it comes to the physical body, we can see the results, right? But it's the same thing with the intuitive muscle. We might not be able to physically see it, but with consistency in using it, we will grow that muscle. So to anybody who's saying like, I've tried these things and it hasn't worked, I would say, how consistent were you and for how long, right? Is this something that you said, okay, for a couple of days, I'm going to try this. Nothing's happening. I give up. Is it for a couple of months you're intermittently connecting? You know, when we're in a relationship with someone, we have to put time into being with that person, right? We have date nights, or we sit down and have a conversation after dinner, or we talk on the phone, but we make sure that on a regular basis, we're pouring into that relationship. The same is true for the relationship that we have with ourselves and our intuition. The more we invest in that relationship, the stronger and deeper that relationship becomes. So if you've tried the things that we're talking about and you haven't seen results, my question to you is, how long have you been doing it? And what have you been doing? Everybody has a different way of connecting. For me, one of the ways that I've always felt really connected is when I'm out on a walk or a run and I'm kind of quieting the outside noise and I have the rhythm of my feet hitting the pavement, and somehow it puts me into this meditative state where I feel very, very connected. So that's just one of the ways that I try to consistently form that connection, right? The other way that I feel very connected is when I'm writing. For whatever reason, when I put a pen to paper, I go to another space and the messages just flow to me. So I would encourage you to first try consistently for a lengthy period of time using whatever tactics you feel work for you to connect with your intuition. And if those things aren't working, I would explore other things. Like if you've tried meditating, maybe you need to add writing to the mix. If you've tried writing, maybe you need to try some guided meditation where you have someone's voice leading you through that meditative process. Maybe you need to experience more time in nature. You know, when we're outside of our home, the ego isn't as strong, so the resistance isn't as strong. And sometimes being in an environment outside of your home opens you up to things in a different way. But to anybody who's trying to develop their intuition, I think there needs to be a commitment to yourself for an extended period of time to use certain practices and maybe exploring different practices to get yourself to a space where you're consistently connecting. From that space, I believe we can strengthen our intuition and really heed the messages that are coming to us.
Powerful words, thank you, Stace. And yeah, just to clarify, when I meant it gets easier, I mean it gets easier to listen to your messages. We are a soul having a human experience, which means that the human experience still carries on. But when we connect and listen to our intuition, what happens is our awareness of who we are, our awareness of what's happening around us, increases. But there's still stages of healing, right? Awareness, acceptance, forgiveness. You still Once you become aware of what's happening around you, you start to get a little frustrated because it's like, well, why didn't I understand this earlier? You have to accept who you are, and really a big part of the journey of connecting with our guides and listening to our messages, it is truly understanding this human experience and why we're here. So it doesn't mean that, you can't bypass the human experience, but what it does allow you to do is understand that. Get a deeper understanding of what's happening around you. And then maybe, they say that, pain is inevitable, suffering is optional. So maybe as you start to understand what's happening around you, what's happening in your world, how much your programming is influencing you, as you start to get a deeper understanding, you can then make more choices from a heart-led space rather than a head-led space. Again, it doesn't mean that life's easier, but it does mean you can be more insightful about what's happening around you. So, and Brandy, I want to ask you the same question as I asked Stace. I'm sure you kind of guided clients, as you said, you gave a couple of examples of those that are struggling. So if we had some of our listeners listening in and again saying, well, what these guys are saying probably applies to someone else, but it doesn't apply to me, what would your advice to them be?
Sure. And exactly what Stacey said, I 100% agree. So, just because you have tried it before, again, it's not something that happens overnight. So, you definitely want to make that commitment to yourself, especially if you have an interest in it. I think if someone's not interested or if they don't believe in it, it's going to be a much more uphill battle for them. So maybe they don't really believe in it. So, I always kind of say, if someone were to put a piece of food in front of me and I automatically say, I don't like the looks of it, the smell of it, I'm not going to try it. But if you do try it, maybe you end up loving it. And it's the same thing. So if someone has a complete, like they just don't think it's going to work for them, I at least offer them to please try it out and see if it works for them because it might be something they end up loving doing, even though their mind might be telling them this is something that I absolutely don't want to do. So have that open mind. I think that's the first part of it is to have that open mind. And then also, yeah, a lot of people think meditation, but a lot of it is also like active meditation, as Stacey had said. So whether you're writing or you're doing something, anytime you're doing something that's either creative or something that completely takes your mind off of the real world, let's say, and you're 100% into it, you don't even realize that that's a form of meditation because your mind is turned off and you don't even realize it. So for me, that's dancing. I love dancing. So anytime I'm dancing, I consider that to be my form of meditation also. And also, I think that if you do visualization techniques, a lot of people will do that, but not only, like, I know the word visualization obviously means to see something. And I think people get a little discouraged if they're not able to see in their mind's eye or they're not able to see something. So I always tell them, even though that word visualization is in there, to actually use whatever physical sense is best for them. So whether that's hearing, feeling, sensing, or knowing it, that again is your intuition talking. So even if you hear, like, envision a white ball of light, and if you can't see it, maybe you feel it, maybe you feel the warmth of it, or you just know it's there, you sense it's there. So visualization techniques are a great thing too to develop your intuition, but don't get hung up on that word visualization. Really feel whatever sense works for you and then run with it. Because I kind of see it like sports. So if every physical sense is a sport, the goal of the sport is to win at it. You don't need to be good at every single sport and win at it. Just figure out which one is yours. So whether it's feeling the answer of your intuition or hearing it or seeing it, whichever it is, that is the right one for you. That's your unique one, and that's the one that you want to run with.
I love that. And, actually, Brandon and Stace both make a valid point in terms of meditation. all of the ideas we've suggested are kind of all different things that work for different people that we've worked with and work for ourselves. You've got to follow the ones that resonate. So when you talk about meditation, a walk in nature can be very meditative. Sure, closing your eyes and following a guided meditation works too. But driving, running, it's all, it's whatever takes you, playing musical instrument, whatever takes you to a place where it's almost like your mind's quiet and you're just being. Go to that space and really connect from there. Do what's right for you. Because sometimes we follow what other people say, and if it doesn't resonate, then we've got to adjust and do something different. So I think Brandy, a really good point. And Brandy, I'd love for you to, as we get closer to the end of it, end of this podcast. If somebody wanted to work with you, what would that look like, and how can they reach out to you?
Sure. So they can go to my website, brandyvan.com, and that has all the information on my mentorship program. But really, even if someone just isn't sure if they want to join a mentorship and they're just looking for a like-minded person to talk about their experiences, to maybe get some advice, just for someone to hear them out and say, hey, I know you're not crazy, because a lot of times people will be afraid to talk to someone about this. I would love to even be that person for them, even if they don't work with me. But I do feel like having a mentor is the best way to go. It's going to give you that safe, wise path that they've already been on, that they can take you on on your journey. But really, what I do is a group program so that they have that like-minded community of other clients that are in the program. Everything is on video, so they can pause it, replay it, and they also have access to me at all times, because I really don't want them to ever be stuck or to have a question that they can't keep moving forward. I think that's the biggest thing here, is to just keep moving and having that person that will always encourage you. And I would love to be that for someone that's looking to do this.
That's awesome. And I will include your website details and contact details in the show notes. And I am going to come back to you before we close on a general prompt for our listeners. So just to give you a bit of pre-warning. But Stace, as we close out, any final advice for our listeners and a general prompt that maybe gets people on their journey?
So I would say the first thing is, if you're not sure where to start, I don't believe that we're meant to take this journey alone. So I absolutely feel that getting support is imperative. I don't know how I would have opened this part of myself up without the mentors and guides who came into my life, advising me, holding my hand, and helping me through navigating this new season of my life. And I'm deeply grateful for those people who came alongside me at just the right time. So you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You're not the only one who feels what you're feeling right now. And reaching out to us or to Brandy might be a next step for you. So I would absolutely say contemplate that. And if you're not sure what you need, Nimesh and I do a free discovery call. You can go to either one of our websites to get more information on that. But a free discovery call might be the place to start when you don't know what to do next, and we can help you with that. And then, as far as journal prompts, I would actually say sit down with your journal in a quiet space where you can be in your own energy and just take a moment to listen. Take a moment to get still. Take a moment to clear away all of the noise, the chaos of your life, the stress. And why not do it in the third person? So if I was writing to myself, I would say, Dear Stacy, and just see what the universe has for you. If you do that in the third person, sometimes it can shift us and allow us to step outside of ourselves for a few moments. And what is the universe, your higher power, trying to tell you? And just let the words flow on the page.
Wow, love that. Love that. And it's just such a powerful thing to do, journaling in the third person, because we're so hard on ourselves when we're talking to ourselves in the third person. It makes it easier for us to have that loving conversation. So I love the idea, Stace. And Brandy, I'm coming to you next. And any final bits of advice as we close out? And what's the general prompt that you'd give to our listeners?
Sure. So I think a lot of people don't realize what an intuitive experience is to even know that they're having them. So if they go to my website, they can sign up to receive a free PDF that I've created on showing them they are having these experiences. They might just not realize it. For instance, if they go into a room and they just get a bad vibe from it, or maybe they've had a dream that ended up coming true. So just little things like that that maybe they don't think they even have intuitive experiences. I think that's the first place to start to realize that you are having them. But as for the journal prompt, I think off of our conversation today, it'd be really a great place to start to look at your spiritual past, present, and then where you want to go in the future. So if you look at your past of, were you taught to live how other people want you to live, or have you been taught your whole life to listen to that rational mind? Because that can show you where you've been programmed, right? But maybe in your present, you want that all to change. So you start to look at how can I change this? How can I open up my awareness so that, I realize I don't just have to look at rationalization or numbers or critical thinking. There is a different way. Because then, what do you want your future to look like? Because maybe you do want to go down this intuitive path and get these messages. So, I think looking at your past, present, and future of your spiritual journey can really help you to realize that even though you've been somewhere your whole life, it doesn't mean that that's where your whole life is still going to go. You have the power to change it.
Love it, love it. And yeah, as we close out this episode, just as a reminder, me and Stace do have that promo where you can really connect with us and get a reading or a coaching, or maybe even have a conversation about how to receive messages. And we can guide you along in the 30-minute reading, 30-minute session. We want you to kind of experience what we're about in a way that allows you to connect. So we decided to offer a reading for $33 this month. I'll always include the links in our show notes. And thank you for my two beautiful co-hosts. I really love this conversation. And if you gain one thing out of it, if you really kind of feel more connected to your intuition, we'd love to hear from you. And anything that you kind of want to share, anything that maybe you received a message, then do DM us. I will include all of our information in the show notes. I love this space. I really do feel blessed with this. I'm sending you all so much love and light. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back very soon. And thank you again to Brandon and Stacey, and we'll connect very soon. Bye for now.